From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day, despite claims of breaches from both sides. The French news agency reports Russia is blaming Turkey for 9 violations since the truce began Saturday. Syrian state media claimed mortars were fired into rural areas of Latakia province. And a senior Saudi Arabian official alleges Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. According to unofficial election results, reformists and moderates appear to have taken all 30 parliamentary seats from Tehran in Friday's election. Final results from the vote are expected Monday. Partial results point to hardliners losing considerable ground in the 290-seat legislature, but state media reported hardliners were winning in areas outside of the major cities. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Mr. Kenny, the leader of the centre-right Fine Gael party, says his government will not be returned to office. Voters Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland facing the need for protracted negotiations to form a new governing coalition. Ireland is still counting the votes. Final results are expected Monday. The Somali president and the leaders of countries contributing to the African Union Force in Somalia, or AMISOM, are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against the Al-Shabaab militant group. That call came during a one-day summit meeting in Djibouti. This is VOA News. Nigeria's finance minister says he has saved its cash-poor government millions of dollars by removing more than 20,000 so-called ghost workers from the payrolls. The ministry said Sunday that the non-existent workers were removed from the government payroll after an audit, saving $11.5 million a month. Voters in Switzerland have rejected a proposal to automatically deport foreign residents convicted of even minor crimes. The initiative put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party was rejected Sunday by 59% of voters. Tuesday will be the biggest election day so far in the 2016 U.S. presidential nominating campaign. The challengers are looking to curb the momentum of the front-runners, businessman Donald Trump on the Republican side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. With the exception of Texas, political surveys show Republican Trump leading throughout the states that vote Tuesday. Trump's nearest competitor is Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
I believe a first-rate con artist is on the verge of taking over the party of Lincoln and Reagan, and now or never, we need to remind people of what's at stake here. We're about to lose the conservative movement to someone who's not a conservative, and the party of Lincoln and Reagan to a con artist.
Trump says his opponents are beholden to the establishment.
Because they're establishment guys, no matter how you cut it, they're establishment guys. And as far as, the con men, it was very insulting because you know my career. I built an unbelievable company.
Both men appeared on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Clinton is favored in most of the states voting on Tuesday. Former U.S. Secretary of State Clinton won a major victory Saturday over her rival Bernie Sanders in the South Carolina primary. Jim Malone reports on that.
Thank you so much, South Carolina!
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. Jim Malone, Washington.
3 people were stabbed, 13 arrested when members of a white separatist group fought with a larger group of counter-demonstrators outside of Los Angeles on Saturday. The violence occurred in the city of Anaheim. A police spokesman says several protesters had arrived ahead of time to protest a planned anti-immigration rally sponsored by the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. When the Klansmen arrived to begin their rally, they were surrounded by counter-demonstrators and attacked. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.